what else do we need to survive? It's not pretty, but we all need money. In the U.S. now, the debate over minimum wage continues. Most recently, fast food workers are mobilizing to demand major wage hikes in order for them to survive. But this isn't the only country where people are fighting for higher wages. The Dominican Republic has the second lowest minimum wage in all of Latin America. Only Mexico's is lower. For months now, Dominican workers have been hoisting signs and protesting outside government buildings demanding better pay. But so far, it hasn't worked. One cartoonist, though, is trying a different approach, using humor to draw attention to social inequality. Kate Manning has our story.
Christian Hernandez is busy rushing a felt-tip pen over thick white paper when he gets a call from his editor. He scans the drawing and emails it in just in time for his newspaper's 1 o'clock deadline. Now he points to his creation on the computer screen.
Here we're seeing a street vendor. It's important to point out here that this vendor earns more than someone with an official job. And so here a little boy says to his dad, "Papa, you think that in this country we aren't earning lots of money?" Then the dad answers, "No, son, it's just that with what they pay us, we can't buy much."
In the Dominican Republic, the minimum wage hasn't kept up with inflation. Sugarcane workers, for example, make only 38 cents an hour, according to the U.S. State Department. That's a fraction of the living wage, which estimates peg at about $3 an hour. This means that many workers can't support their families. They often become self-employed or turn to illegal activities. The minimum wage is a heated issue throughout the country, and it hits close to home for Christian.
My dad passed away. I lived with my mom, who raised five kids on a minimum wage in absolute poverty.
Christian got an after-school job at a magazine stand when he was 11. There, he devoured comic books in his free time and started drawing his first cartoons. 34 years later, Christian is the DR's most famous satirical cartoonist.
My greatest achievement, coming from poverty, was beating it.
Now Christian dresses in head-to-toe Lacoste, but his past won't let go of him. That's why he does what he does. Caricatures of clumsy police, sweaty workers, and bobble-headed politicians fill sketchbooks stacked high in the corner. The cartoons are his weapons of resistance.
I want to see solutions to my country's social challenges. Maybe it's because I lived through these problems when I was young that I really want to go beyond just criticizing and figure out how to solve them.
The comment section of Christian's Facebook page is full of suggestions. His 10,000 followers create online support for ongoing protests to raise the minimum wage. Silvio Orena marches with 8 co-workers in front of the Congress building in Santo Domingo, the capital. He and his friends load and unload cargo ships. Their jobs are vital. Sugar and minerals are exported, while many necessities are imported. But when business is slow, they make even less than minimum wage.
We are the workers who move the country's economy. But even so, being a dock worker here means you'll starve.
The dock workers are here with hundreds of other protesters. They press against a line of police wearing helmets and holding plastic shields. The workers hand over their demands in a manila folder to Congresswoman Guadalupe Valdez. She responds through a giant loudspeaker sitting on the bed of a dented pickup truck.
Raising salaries is a fundamental issue that we have to tackle in order to make sure that thousands of workers like you can find a decent job with a fair wage.
The Congresswoman seems to side with the workers, but union leader Pepe Abreu says it's just lip service. The government promised to adjust the minimum wage back in July last year. It still hasn't happened. That's partly because the situation is so complicated. Here, the minimum wage differs by industry and location. Pepe says the workers, the government, and the private sector all want different things.
Even though there's a lot of discussion about the subject, when the time comes to make a decision, it's never easy. There are a lot of competing interests.
That's for sure. The Government Salary Committee says it has to carefully review how raising wages would affect each industry and each location. But critics say the government and industry are too cozy, that politicians don't want to anger their powerful business allies. Meanwhile, businesses say they'd have to cut jobs if they raise wages. But Pepe disagrees.
For businessmen, they think that their ability to stay competitive depends on keeping wages low. We're against this. Low salaries should never be used as a way to stay competitive.
Pepe's union is demanding a 30% increase to wages across the board. The raise still wouldn't be up to living wage for most workers, but the likelihood of even that happening isn't a sure thing. Politicians, workers, and businesses still haven't sat down to start negotiating. Back in his breezy home office, Christian Hernandez watches the debate closely. Piles of disheveled newspapers crowd his desk. He brushes them aside to work on a drawing of yesterday's protest.
I don't want to see it as a job, but rather as a contribution. Something that reaches people and makes me feel fulfilled.
Christian doesn't go to the protest himself. He says he's just a soft-spoken cartoonist, and his drawings speak louder than his words. For Latino USA, this is Katie Manning.